Welcome to this audio recording by the World Affairs Council of Dallas-Fort Worth. I'm Jim Falk, President of the Council. We are a nonprofit, nonpartisan organization dedicated to promoting public awareness of global issues and the ways in which they affect the Dallas-Fort Worth region. Become a member today at dfwworld.org and help us connect North Texas with the world. This podcast is made possible through the generous support of Haynes & Boone, LLP. We hope you enjoy it.
Well, you've been a keen observer of the region for a long time. What should the United States do at a time like this? Should they stand down and just see what happens, or what's the best strategy?
No, I think that the United States. It does have a difficult position because a lot of people in the Middle East have a habit of seeing the United States as being all powerful. Usually in an evil basis of manipulating everything, yet at the same time they also look to the United States to solve problems. And I think that it's perfectly fine for the United States to be actively involved, to stand by well-known United States principles, which obviously are part of that, those sets of principles of looking after U.S. Interests, interests of U.S. companies and people. The other part of it is a traditional mission, if you like, to promote democracy and human rights, however cynical some people may be about that, but that is definitely part of what I think the U.S. role has been for a long time and should continue to be. Occasionally that will get the United States into a pickle, into rather difficult situations, whether this is something like we were discussing in Egypt, or issues like Saudi Arabia, where President Obama spoke very eloquently about the trouble and the sufferings of the Bahraini people under the oppression of their government, the way the protests were suppressed, but did not in that particular speech mention anything about Saudi Arabia, a country which of course did participate very actively in the suppression of the Bahrain protest. It's never going to be easy, but I think the basic principles and the basic interests are inevitably going to have to be stood.
For more information about the World Affairs Council of Dallas-Fort Worth, visit them on the web at www.dfwworld.org.